April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Beverly Mathern is a professor emeritus in the English department. She headed up the Master of Fine Arts program in creative writing and the Visiting Writers program. She's also taught poetry, has written 6 books, and has 4 nominations for the Pushcart, and also has given over 300 readings.
Vision. Skin sizzles skin. Famine kiss. Serpent embrace. The joy of it all. How did 2 specks in the universe collide? Hold so fast. Moon devotions. When the moon grows full and I suck in, my breasts swollen, my ribcage taut, light enters my dark places, drives through my anus, unwanted festering. Out of brokenness, Easter trillium blooms. Next, I'm doing Vivien Pintamento. And I want to say briefly that Arthur Vivien came to New Orleans from France in 1868. He was a wonderful painter. He married Ernestine. They had 8 children. And even when she died, she was still beautiful, and he was very much in love with her. So here is a poem about Arthur and his love for Ernestine. Arthur painted her, still beautiful even at death. Grief-stricken, he painted her again and again on the same canvas, never changing his mind, never changing the composition, wanting her to age with him. "I didn't want to miss that," he once said. Each time Arthur painted her, Ernestine shone from the depths, resurrected over and over. Forever, Ernestine. Once he completed each portrait, retired for the day, Arthur sipped Ernestine's lips, kissed the fire of her naked breasts. Take me. Take me to St. Philomena Church, Sundays, the right aisle, our family packed in the 2 front rows. Take me to my garish op art piece, 6 feet high, rigged up motor, lights spinning on white background, on stripes orange and purple, brother lugging it into the trunk of his car, roping it shut, the 2 of us heading home for holidays, me sculpting his ear in wax the long way home. Take me to him, not dead yet, in that auto accident on Christmas Day, no shoe, no hand, flung 50 feet from crash site. Take me to no brother dead yet from melanoma, no request that his little daughter kiss him good night on a spot with fewest tumors, right here, he says, touching his cheek with pointer finger. Take me to no sobs as he reads birthday cards, his last ones under his oxygen tent, to no fear of death, no delirium, no arrival of casket at mass, no mausoleum, its drawer slamming shut. Take me to no brother dead yet from lung cancer, its metastasis to brain, no 5 years as guinea pig at MD Anderson to keep another from suffering, he says. Take me to no seizure, no morphine, no tiny granddaughter racing down the hall calling Papa, Papa, as he takes his last breath. Take me to no dead daddy, him healthy and good, fixing broken TVs, clothes washers, inventing machines for smarter farming. Take me to him reciting Shakespeare's soliloquies, singing Isle of Capri in French, ALS not in the picture, loss of dignity not in the picture, me not arriving and him in a coma. Take me to no dead mama, to her jarring pineapple pears, soaking fruitcakes in whiskey for Christmas, hanging washout in bleak winter, to her penning verse in rhyme. Take me to no barbed wire hurled from lawnmower blade, her leg not slashed, bone not splintered, all that blood, not yet, not yet. Take me to Father Jacques, who says, keep knives far from consecrated hosts, for if sliced, they would bleed. I would bleed if I could bring all my dead back, to tobacco farm, fighting to bring in harvest in pelting rain or August heat unbearable. I would bleed to get back to worms swollen with tobacco juice, worms twice the size of my middle finger, worms sprouting red hooks. I would bleed to scream at brothers as they throw them down our backs, just to terrorize us, my sisters and me, just to hear Daddy yell at them to stop. I would bleed for the dipper of iced water, tobacco-flavored, dirt-soiled on my tongue. I would bleed even to see again that fat black snake running across my unshod foot. I would bleed to watch again little heads of moccasins breaking the surface of blind river, alligators on the shore, me alone in a paddle boat, not knowing whether I'll find my way home. Batter my heart, three-personed God, or put a pillow over my head, or pour molten lead down my throat. You can have me. Go ahead. Fling me into the maw of that place no light reaches, where waters stay murky. I hear Karen drifting my way. Got my pocket change ready.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.